Oh, I'm whenever you're ready. I'm just waiting on the light. Good morning. It's 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 11th, 2009. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission opening our regular biweekly meeting. This is Kevin Kramer opening the meeting. I'm joined by fellow commissioners Tony Clark and Brian Kalk. We'll have some announcements after the agenda is finished. But for my fellow commissioners, any opening comments before starting the meeting?
Just good morning. Welcome. Congratulations to the NDSU men's basketball team. First team from the state of North Dakota to ever make the national NCAA tournament. All alumnus and alumni are very proud of our school today. I see my fellow commissioner is wearing his bison tie. I'm wearing my bison lapel pin. It's a good day for North Dakota.
I would echo Commissioner Clark's comments and also look forward to today's meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. That is our motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC1. I move the commission approve bond release number 3 for surface coal mining permit number HKHK8105 held by Royal Oak Enterprises, Inc. to release all remaining reclamation liabilities on 76.82 acres located in portions of sections 16 and 17, T139NR95W, Stark County. The amount of the bond release is $228,070.95, and it will become effective April 3rd, 2009, unless a formal hearing is requested.
Second.
This nearly 77 acres basically breaks out about 8 acres have an industrial post-mine land use. It's a former haul road, and the rest have an approved post-mine land use of tame pasture land. This basically finishes off the mined land south of Interstate 94. There are still some acres in the mine that's north of Dickinson that remain under bond.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC2. I move the commission adopt the hearing officer's recommended order for the informal conference held in case number RC08927, affirming the violation and $1,500 penalty for notice of violation number 0804 issued to the Dakota Westmoreland Corporation at the Beulah Mine.
Second.
Dakota Westmoreland requested an informal conference after an NOV that was issued in December of last year for a blasting violation at the Beulah Mine. DWC's failure to have a pre-blast warning signals that were audible within half a mile of a blasting site were the reason for the NOV. They did ask for and received had a informal conference on February 10th with Judge Holberg. His recommended order affirms the NOV 804 and upholds the proposed civil penalty of $1,500 for the violation. Our options as a commission are to either adopt the hearing officer's recommended order or reject it and schedule a formal hearing in the matter. This action, should it pass, would affirm the judge's order.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC3 was added today. I move the commission grant the motion of Saddle Butte Pipeline LLC to continue the informal hearing scheduled for February 11, 2009, extend the deadline until April 9, 2009 for Saddle Butte Pipeline LLC to serve and file any response to comments and requests by 3 affiliated tribes and Arrow Pipeline LLC and delay until at least May 6, 2009, a decision on the pending request for hearing, case number PU08923.
Second.
This is actually a second motion to continue the informal hearing. We did continue it at a previous meeting. What's at issue is you may recall that Saddle Butte had filed an application for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity for a natural gas and crude oil gathering system in McKenzie and Dunn counties on the Fort Berthold Reservation. Both Arrow and the tribe requested a formal hearing, filed some comments in early February. Saddle Butte then filed its request for a delay so that they could respond properly and also maybe get together and have some discussions. They did, in fact, get together with the tribe and discussed it, and now are asking for more time to respond further, and everything seems to be appropriate and in order. It is their application, after all, that is to say Saddle Buttes, and so today's action just continues that process a little longer.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That ends items in my portfolio. Commissioner Clark.
Thank you. I just have one item in my portfolio, TC1. I move the commission deem the application complete, conditioned on the filing of finalized proposed locations for turbines and related facilities, and issue a notice of filing and notice of hearing in case number PU0984, Rough Rider Wind 1 LLC's proposed 175-megawatt wind farm in Dickey County, North Dakota.
Second.
This, a couple of notes to make on this application that we're deeming complete. This Rough Rider Wind 1 LLC Wind Energy Center is one that is being developed by NextEra Energy, which you probably know and have known in the past as FPLE, FPL Energy Group. There are a few items that staff is still awaiting that will be needed before we can move forward with this, but it relates to things like micro-siting of the turbine locations. There's a spring aviation study that, weather permitting, will be going on fairly soon. There's also a wetlands delineation report, which was done in the fall, which they are wrapping up as well. These are kind of typical items that tend to come in a little bit later in the application process, but there's no reason we can't move forward with scheduling a hearing for it. There is a notice of filing and notice of hearing that is attached to the order. We have left blank the dates and times on our administrative portion of the agenda. We'll be filling in those blanks. We do have it scheduled at least tentatively for Ellendale. This particular project initially came in with its letter of intent at 150 megawatts. It's worth noting that as the application stands today, they are looking at 175 megawatts, so a somewhat larger wind farm than originally anticipated. The location of it is, I would describe it as west central Dickey County, right about in that area. It's an area of the state that has seen some other wind energy development and is certainly one of the prime locations in the state, if not the entire country, for wind energy development. So we'll look forward to the hearing, finding out a little bit more about it, but I think it's indicative, again, of the really tremendous amount of wind power that potential that North Dakota has, and indicative of the level of interest that it has from a major player in the United States, that being NextEra Energy. I'd also note it's not directly related to this topic, but somewhat. We've talked a lot about transmission and the need for additional transmission if more and more of these projects are going to take place. I know Tom will be sending out a media advisory later today, but tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern in room 366 of the Dirksen Senate Office Building, I'll be testifying in front of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee to talk about transmission issues that are faced across the country and the potential for additional transmission to hook up even more renewables from wind-rich areas like the Great Plains in North Dakota and deliver that to load centers across the country.
All in favor?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolk.
I just wanted to congratulate Commissioner Clark. I see I forgot that you're going to do that testimony tomorrow. That's right on. That's good for the state.
Thank you.
My first item today, BK1, I move the commission acknowledge the third-party external review of Northern States Power Company's business practices specified in Attachment F to the March 2, 2009 proposal for resolution filed by NSP in a separate rate case, PU08627.
Second.
Basically what this is a kind of a, I guess I won't say the closing, but the next step in a review that we started internal in the commission. We had a very good meeting yesterday with NSP/Xcel, and the company Global Enterprise Managers was also there and laid out several things that they're going to be looking at as a third party of how NSP conducts business. We can provide the attachment F if any of you are interested. But some of the items, basically, there are internal procedures for estimating bills, the response for inaccurate estimates, overall staffing levels in response to technology implementations in relation to service areas, testing procedures used prior to new equipment, business practices and policies associated with natural gas and electric meters. A very good list here, and I look forward to the results of this external review. The date right now is, if everything works out as planned, in a couple weeks they should have the contract closed out. Maybe by sometime in June we could have the results of this. Now, that might slide a little bit, but right now, I think this is a very good step.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, items BK2. The next three are kind of all related, and some of the discussion may overlap. I move the commission adopt the supplemental order granting intervention to the North Dakota Large Industrial Energy Group, Goodrich Corporation, Cargill Corporation, Cavendish Farms Incorporated, Archel Daniels Midland Company, Comdale Innovation, and Tharaldson Ethanol LLC, case number PU08742.
Second.
What this motion does is previously we lumped these together as a large industrial group. We felt it was appropriate to break them all out individually. So what this motion does is just tie that out so we can show which individual companies are listed for the record.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item BK3, I move the commission adopt the order continuing hearing in Otter Tail Corporation's electric rate increase case number PU08862.
Second.
Kind of a follow-on from before, we have those that are intervening in the upcoming Otter Tail rate case. This will allow all the companies involved as well as the interveners more time to properly prepare, and it seems to make sense.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. BK4, I move the commission issue a notice of hearing, notice of continued hearing, and notice of public input session in Otter Tails Corporation's Renewable Resource Cost Recovery Rider 2009, case number PU08742, and Otter Tails Corporate Electric Rate Increase Application, case number PU08862.
Second.
What this motion does is it lays out the schedule for what we're going to be doing in these upcoming cases. What I'll try to do here is give you the dates. The formal hearing has been scheduled for the week of May 11th, starting at 8:30 in this conference room. We've got public input sessions starting March 23rd at noon in the following areas: Devil's Lake, Washburn, Bismarck, Jamestown, and Wapton. So we look forward to this case coming forward to the commission.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the final item for me today, item BK5, I move the commission sign and submit the 2009 Gas Pipeline Safety Certification and Agreement to the U.S. Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, signifying its planned participation in the 2009 Gas Pipeline Safety Program year.
Second.
This agreement, if approved and executed by the commission, certifies the work performed in 2009 and contracts with the U.S. Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, PHMSA, to administer the intrastate gas safety program for the year of 2009. I think this is I actually asked this to move from the consent agenda to the regular so we could talk about it a little bit. I think it's very important that people know that with all the pipelines being built in the state, that the state has made and continue to have a concerted effort to make sure we have pipeline safety in the natural gas area. Some of the things that are highlighted in areas that we have jurisdiction will continue to force safety standards and practices for all interstate pipelines inside North Dakota. We'll encourage and promote programs designed to prevent damage to pipeline facilities as a consequence of demolition, excavation, tunneling, and construction activity, and require each person engaged in the transportation of natural gas who owns or operates pipelines to establish and maintain records, to make reports, and provide information as required under law.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And that concludes my portfolio.
Very good. There are a few announcements, a few issues, agenda items coming up, but we do have an informal this afternoon with MDU. Regarding their Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity application for the Rame Wind Farm. In addition to the meeting with XL Energy and Global Enterprise Managers that Commissioner Kalk talked about yesterday, we also met with North Dakota Agricultural Aviation Association members to discuss the impact of siting of wind farms and transmission lines on the aerial application of pesticides and things in agriculture. And just getting to them getting to know our processes and us getting to know their concerns a little bit better. Other than that, let's see. We do have a Zap the Gap meeting coming up, don't we, here shortly. March 31st, the Zap the Gap meeting at the Marion Community Hall in Marion, North Dakota, coming up. So, and then, of course, March 23rd, public input sessions on the Otter Tail Corporation electric rate increase at locations in Bismarck, Devils Lake, Jamestown, Washburn, and Wahpeton. With that, any other announcements?
I just have one.
Yes, sir.
Since the time we hyped the North Dakota State University Bison going to the national tournament, I received three text mails from my counterparts at the University of North Dakota that say they have actually won the National Division I tournament in hockey, so they wanted to correct the record that we weren't the first.
They didn't. They just wanted to add to the record.
We're
so the rivalry first. Still continues.
I believe I said the first NCAA national basketball.
Aha, uh-huh, there we go. The rivalry exists.
We all root for UND in hockey, and now we can all root for NDSU in basketball.
That's all I have at this time.
For those listening in Grand Forks.
Yes. With that, are there any questions?
Well, I went to Michigan State for a while, and then I have 2 degrees from NDSU and 1 from UND, so I'm very ecumenical.
Yeah, he's also very selective about which college he brags about on any given day.
My nightmare is Michigan State plays NDSU in the tournament. I don't know if it's a nightmare or a dream.
That would be a wonderful thing. I'm more ecumenical than Commissioner Clark, I assure you. I went to Concordia College and the University of Mary is where I got my master's degree. So that's true ecumenism in the truest sense of the doctrinal and ecclesial world that we live in.
On a more serious note, Commissioner Clark, are you satisfied with the process that XL/NSP is going through now, and if you are, why or why not?
Very satisfied. Some issues were brought to the forefront. The commission had some concerns. I think that XL presented a very good resolution to it. We've got a company that's done this before in a variety of companies throughout the country. They've incorporated all the comments that we were looking for. The timeline they've put together is realistic, and this is, I think, a very good first step. And now what we need to do is get the results back and incorporate them and then get it back to solve the issues.
So the parallel track is they're going to go through a rulemaking procedure to it?
I wouldn't say that. I think that what we'll do is we'll let this, you know, we haven't talked about this, but I would suspect that we'll let this investigate or this external review run its course. They'll come back with recommendations, and then we'll let the company take the lead in which one of those that they feel are appropriate, and then we'll go from there.
I think, Dave, you might be recalling that we are having an internal look at our own processes and policies and perhaps even rules as it relates to some of this as well, but as a separate matter.
Of course, that would go far beyond XL.
Right.
Include all utilities.
B and company.
Right.
Commissioner Clark, what specifically are you going to tell the committee tomorrow?
Well, you know, I'm sort of wearing two hats tomorrow when I speak. Part of it is in relation to my duties. It is in the NARUC leadership chain. I'll be representing state commissioners across the country and talking about the views of state commissioners, generally speaking, about transmission policy. There have been a number of ideas and discussions floated with regard to a more robust federal role in transmission siting and policy. And generally speaking, commissioners, state commissions across the country have been somewhat wary about some of the things that the federal government could get into, and I think for good reason. At the same time, I'll be talking from the perspective of a North Dakota commissioner, and sometimes North Dakota has a little bit different view on some of these, unique to the fact that we sit behind a transmission constraint and would like to see more transmission get built and can sometimes see a valid role for perhaps a little bit more federal intervention in these areas. I'll talk a bit about the Upper Midwest Transmission Development Initiative that the five states in this part of the country have been working on and I think successfully showing how regionally we can plan some of these efforts. Speaking from just my own perspective, I think as we talk about renewables, specifically renewables, there may be an appropriate role for the federal government if the federal government is going to set a national renewable portfolio standard, because you then have at least some rationale for this is a national standard, a national policy. Perhaps there's a need to nationally recognize that we need to get some of these interstate transmission lines built to hook up renewables. I think once you get beyond that renewable piece, it gets to be a very dicey proposition that you would want much federal involvement in this. After you get beyond renewables, you're really talking about local utilities building out to serve their local needs. I don't think you want the federal government involved in, you know, siting in-state transmission lines. I don't think you want the federal government involved at all in siting generation facilities. And I would hope that the federal government doesn't want to be involved in that either. I think there can be a legitimate role when you talk about a national policy targeted to renewables. I think beyond that, it's very difficult to envision why it would be a good thing to have the federal government involved in some of these other issues, because from a strictly North Dakota perspective, we've done a very good job of keeping rates low. We're one of the lowest cost electricity rates. If that gets nationalized, I fear that there's only one direction that our rates can go relative to the rest of the country, and that's up.
You know, Dave, one of the things, as we watch this, one of the things I find somewhat amusing is that just the threat of a national takeover of transmission has brought more states to a regional table. And I don't think that's overstating, quite frankly. I think that, you know, as Tony said, we're in a somewhat unique position as a major exporter of electricity. And, of course, building transmission lines in North Dakota has not proven to be all that difficult a challenge. It's building them, you know, out of North Dakota that's a challenge. On the other hand, perhaps the real solution to the problem is that for all of the states to turn over their siting to the North Dakota Public Service Commission, we'd make sure it got done in real short order. Yeah, a reasonable commission like ours.
So you're hoping for some kind of common sense, perhaps?
Yeah, we're hoping for common sense. I mean, the scary thing is, I mean, we know big is kind of in Washington, D.C. right now. And so the tendency seems to be moving towards federal activities, which, as I said, I mean, isn't necessarily bad in some areas, but they just have to know where to draw that line so that they don't get into areas where it's going to harm citizens, you know, on the ground. Because, I mean, let's face it, with most transmission lines that are going to serve the needs of our local state or region, you don't want to tell citizens that they have to go to Washington, D.C. to have a concern addressed about where a tower site, where a tower location is going to be, or where an overhead transmission line is going to be. You really want those decisions made by North Dakotans, give them the access to go to a hearing in the county where the project is actually going to be, so on and so forth.
Then, if there is nothing else, we will recess and come back for the admin portion in about 10 minutes while we sign orders.